Hola, buen día. Adam Finnison, LibraComs. Just a quick audio update. I've been playing around with my Xiaomi Redmi Note 7 Pro, codename Violet. Originally, when I bought it, it had MIUI 10 on it, and then it quickly updated to MIUI 11 automatically, as it does, because it's prop soft and it pushes all these updates and notifications and without asking you whether you want them or not, it just assumes that you do, a bit like Microsoft or Apple. Wiped MIUI off originally, which itself is a bit of a struggle. You need to apply to MIUI for an unlock code and then do all of that and then have all the techie stuff on top of it to do with that and then unlock it and then put a bootloader on it and then put a custom ROM on it and then So that was a fun time. But I've always been looking at Linux on a phone. I think it's just, why not? So I found a copy of Ubuntu, assumes that you do, a bit like Microsoft or Apple. Wiped MIUI off originally, which itself is a bit of a struggle, because you need to apply to MIUI for an unlock code and then do all of that and then have all the techie stuff on top of it to do with that and then unlock it and then put a bootloader on it and then put a custom ROM on it and then So that was a fun time. But I've always been looking at Linux on a phone. I think it's just, why not? So I found a copy of Ubuntu Touch for the Redmi Note 7 Pro, which, again, not an easy job. It's not a plug and play. Sometimes it works, sometimes it didn't. It's a bit temperamental, crashes halfway through, doesn't work, boots out, doesn't load into bootloader, doesn't load into recovery. It's fiddly. Anyway, got that on once, bricked it, put it on again, wiped it, put Lineage back on, wiped it, put Ubuntu Touch back on, and it's working. On top of everything now, I've installed Android through WayDroid. It's a piece of software, open source software, for GNU/Linux, called WayDroid. Works on Linux devices to give them access to Android operating system, and therefore Android apps. So, now, on the Xiaomi Redmi Note 7 Pro, there is a copy of Ubuntu Touch on a rooted device with a bootloader unlocked, with the phone unlocked, read and write initiated, Ubuntu Touch installed on the device, a virtual machine loading up Android. Oh,